Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstcliclinic.com.
It's hour two of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. It's time now for our G-Bag Ask Us Anything at 877-881-1053. The truckwreck.com fan text is open. The Twolo Lounge is open on Twitch. Brian's always looking at that and interacting with you. But this is your opportunity to ask us anything, you know, about the Cowboys, about Mavs free agency, about the show, whatever you'd like answered. The avenues are open for you to do just that. General at your service, at ease. There's Brian Broaddus. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup. Carter Freeman is coordinating your video. And Zach and Eric are out this week. You'll hear him every morning during Sean and RJ show, 5:30 to 10.
I listened to him this morning.
Yeah?
They did a good job. They really do.
Right on.
They're a good little pair together.
Well, of course, we're big fans of them, and yep, they will return next week. Okay, 214, let's jump right into these questions, and a lot of Cowboys questions are flying in for you already, Broaddus. Will DeMarcus Lawrence make it to the Ring of Honor one day, or does he have to do more?
Man, that is a really good question. I am going to say that Tank probably does make it to the Ring of Honor. I'll say that. Yeah, they've compensated him like he's done more. You know, there's the way he's played. I think that Steven and Jerry really do like him a lot for what he's done. I know fans, it drives fans crazy that they don't feel like that he's done enough for what they compensate him for. But my gut feeling is what I know about the Joneses and what they feel about him, that they would probably put him in the Ring of Honor one day. But I'll tell you what, man, there's been some great players. And I talk about this all the time. One of my favorite Cowboys players was Harvey Martin, you know, and he's likely not ever going to be in the Ring of Honor. And he's one of the Cowboys' all-time leading sack leaders, you know, before they kept the sack stats. But, man, it's a very difficult Ring of Honor to get into.
Yeah, I don't know if Tank's going to get in there. I think it's pretty close to call. 214, what's your favorite Corvette body style?
Stingray.
How old is that one?
That goes back to the 70s. My mom had a 77 that was a T-top that was beautiful, that was burnt orange. It's funny.
Oh, kind of like that one.
Yeah, that's it right there. Yeah, exactly. It was more of a burnt orange, though, to it with a white top.
How about that 60s Stingray? I love that.
Oh, yeah.
I
tell you what, you could go back. Some of the, you know, they're just beautiful cars.
Absolutely.
Back in the day, hard to insure because it was all fiberglass.
Uh-huh. I remember that.
So if you bumped into something, pieces would chip off.
And it was really hard to repair.
Hard to repair.
The 70s has like the banana-looking joints right there. Yeah.
Yeah, there's some good ones. I'm perusing, but I tell you what, the last two designs, 2020 and up, and then 2004 to like 2014 to 2020, these look like actual sports cars compared to the rest of the world's sports cars. Like those older ones, they look like the best America could do, if you ask me.
We race in IMSA, the sports car series. We race against Corvettes. And they're beautiful. When you walk by them, I mean, you get Lamborghinis, you get Ferraris, you get Mercedes.
Yeah.
Those Corvettes are beautiful when you walk by and just look at them.
You get a nod of the head when somebody sees that. Like,
oh,
okay,
man, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're doing it.
Yeah, and
it's like a nice watch.
They've done a great job.
It,
they have done a great job of those cars, as, you know, in racing and stuff. Yeah.
The truckwreck.com fan text 877-881-1053. It's an ask us anything, literally whatever you want. 817 says, I am a visitor in the a visiting clubby at AT&T, and we're asked for food regularly, very regularly. Yeah, I could imagine. You know, before the game as a coach, I wouldn't have any, like thoughts about why that might be weird. But at halftime, it just seems odd because we know they're not allowed to eat in the dugout or on the sidelines, Brian. But I guess they just don't want fans watching you eat. It's just seemed unprofessional or something like that.
They don't want you in the sidelines eating. I know we had that thing, you know, with during the Pro Bowl and stuff like that with the hot dogs and stuff. But in the locker room, they have power bars and things like that, but McMahon was like, no, we need full-on meals here. And that's what they were doing. They were bringing in full-on meals.
Are Sean and RJ on vacation? Sean is. RJ was just out today. He'll be back tomorrow, right?
Yep.
But they're still keeping both of our guys.
They are.
Which I was confused and Troy's minorly irritated too. By. Yeah. Yeah, that's the other piece of info. Troy's out as well.
Yeah.
Okay. At 877-881-1053, Ford or Chevy trucks?
I currently drive a Chevy one, but I drove a Ford one for a long, long time. And I tell you what, I just like trucks. I'm not trying to ride the fence. I loved my Ford truck. I mean, the F-150, the Raptor, I loved all that stuff. Eric Chiafalo sold me before he came on board. So he was working in the car business. He sold me a Silverado truck. I've loved it. I don't love filling it up right now, but the roominess you have in it, I just like trucks in general. You know,
yeah.
I just do.
I don't think there's any trucks I'd be out on.
No,
you know, some of the old Dodge Ram ones, they were like built weird and they had like this monster dashboard and I would have never got one of those. But now the Rams are amazing.
Yeah.
The Nissans are great. I think the Toyotas are great. I've always wanted an F-150. I've never had one, you know, and I will have one before it's said and done. To me, there's just something cool about that brand that I want to experience, I like all the trucks.
I really, really enjoyed all those years of getting to drive a Ford truck. I just trucks in general, the fact that you can throw stuff in the back, you know, if you know, like me, my crawfish stuff, I throw my equipment in the back, throw those sacks of crawfish back there, don't have to worry about them getting in the car and all that with me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just super convenient to drive a truck.
Now, I don't know if I'd want the Honda Ridgeline truck. Now, I like Honda products a lot, but I'm not a big fan of that truck. It's just, it's a little too different, you know, looking. But maybe the Tesla truck as well. I don't think I'm ready to go full electric yet. Hell, if these gas prices get any more expensive.
It's starting to go down a little bit here.
Come around to it.
Yeah. Well, no, they go up $1.50, then they come down 10 cents, and everybody's like, it's the relief at the pump.
No, seriously, did you feel like the other day, like it was damn near $5, and now it's like four. I filled up at Bucky's. It was $4.37.
Yeah, okay.
At Bucky's.
That's how they do it. You run it all the way up to the top,
and
then bring you back down a little bit. Then you're happy that it's down. Yeah. Like, oh, thanks.
It's like 95 degrees, feeling nice.
Yeah,
I think I feel a breeze.
My Saudi friends are telling me things. We'll be all right here before long. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
214 Fourth of July plans. I don't have any right now. It's next Monday, right?
Yeah, I'm always down for the fireworks show. I'm kind of an ooh and ah guy. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah. I'm one of those. I used to go out to the lake on 4th of July is what I
do. Do they have a show out there?
They have a show, yeah. We have a gentleman who's retired from Benny Keith, you know, who does the Anheuser-Busch products and stuff and does a lot of food product stuff here in Dallas. Benny Keith, big company. But he's retired, and he spends about $5,000 on a fireworks show.
Oh, does he bring a guy out and everything?
Oh, he's got it's professionally done.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It is seriously well done.
There's nothing better than watching that fireworks show out on a lake.
Professional fireworks, yeah.
Yeah. Or, you know, sometimes they roll barges out on a river
right.
and just blast them like that. Yeah. That's pretty fun, too.
I've been to Las Colinas. There's a fireworks
show. There's a good one there.
Las Colinas, because I live right around, like, right there on the lake, Lake Carroll.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And we're advertising it, too, here, and it's great. I've been, like, 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
All right.
It's pretty cool.
It's some of the golf courses at Lucius. Do they have it on the other side of the golf course?
No, they have it at the little pavilion.
At the pavilion. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Brian's podcast information. I heard you on my way in today. You were doing that with Bobby Belt, right?
Bobby and I are doing a podcast. It's on all the, it's on Odyssey. It's on all your different platforms and stuff. The first one was last week, so there should be one up, and then there'll be one posted tomorrow morning during the off season, which we're only about 4 more weeks of off season, to be honest with you. 2 times a week, and then when we get during the season, Bobby and I'll do 3 times a week on the podcast. So check it out on Odyssey and then all the other, like all those things, all those platforms that you can watch podcast for the love of the star is what it is.
Okay. 424. Where's Roy from New School? I'm not sure, but I see him on social media and he's still mixing it up out there. You can find him RW3, I think on Twitter.
I think he does stuff with blogging the boys kind of thing.
Is that right?
I think he does some stuff with them. I hope I'm not speaking out of turn there.
214, Dawson, how much did you spend on your engagement ring? Why are you asking me some personal question like that? About $9,000. About $9,000. Brian, how did you get in the sports business?
I went from playing into college recruiting at LSU. So to finish up my degree at LSU, I got in recruiting, went to Texas A&M, Texas A&M to the World League to Dallas, to Green Bay Packers. So that's how I started. I finished my college career, had a few more hours, stayed around, helped to get my degree, helped in recruiting, and that's what got me started in sports.
So it's really right place, right time with something
totally,
like that.
Totally.
You had extra time, hanging out.
There's absolutely nothing I studied that got me into sports.
Okay. Broadus, I know you're big on crawfish boils. Have you ever smoked a whole gator for one of your boils? I did earlier this year and everyone loved it.
I've seen people do the gator things and I've had gator before. Not a big fan of it. A little bit too rubbery for me.
Okay.
But smoked gator. There's people down in South Lafourche and all those places down there that really, they're into that stuff. And I've been a part, like say one or two, but I love the crawfish boil more than that.
Okay. At 877-881-1053. I did eat gator when we went down to the Daytona 500. It was just some bar gator.
Yeah.
Like some gator nuggets.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it tasted good.
Decent.
You know, with some fries and a cold beer.
Yeah.
It was kind of just like a chicken basket or something like that. Mm-hmm. Who will have the best offensive and defensive rookie seasons for the Cowboys? Ask the 806, Brian.
Best offensive. Okay, so defense, if you think about it, Sam Williams would probably be a guy that you would think that maybe will get a lot more playing time with what's going on and maybe in a defensive rotation. Offensively, you got to hope that Tolbert's going to have to at least initially play some games and, you know, you hope that he doesn't just completely fall off the map, you know, like one or two catches a game. Maybe he could find a way to get, you know, 5-6 catches a game. They spread that thing around pretty good. But I would say that Tolbert and then Williams would be my two guys.
How about Ridgeway, defensive tackle?
I think where Ridgeway will help will be his ability to hold up blockers and things like that. His stats will not come as something that will be eye-opening. It will be how he plays to help others around him have success.
Okay. If Arch plays bad in college at Texas or wherever he goes, does that hurt his draft status being a Manning? Asks the 469.
No, I think he'll be evaluated. The Mannings have a great history, though. I mean, all the brothers and all of them were picked in the top four, I believe, of the NFL draft. So, yeah, he'll have his opportunity. Hopefully at Texas he doesn't turn into what happened with Chris Sims. You know, highly touted, comes in, and then, you know, is kind of doesn't play well enough to really, feel like that he's going to have a great pro career.
214 says, bro, you said ask you anything. That's fair. That's fair. That was a bad reaction by me. I just really didn't want to answer it. It seemed weird and personal. But, hey, I did say ask us anything. 214, Gavin, do you still talk to your original partner, Greg Hansen? Actually, it was Greg Henson. And, no, I haven't talked to him in a while. How much does the average radio guy at the Fan make per year? Seriously curious. Well, it depends. If he averaged out all of the full-timers and all of the part-timers, it'd probably come to about $14,000 a year. Okay, at 877-881-1053. Have you had the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC? Was not aware it was even a thing. 682, Broadus, who's the best coach you've ever worked for?
Oh, I loved working for Mike Holmgren. I mean, the coach that says the most skins was Parcells. Parcells was brilliant. He really, really was. We got him late in his run, but I loved working for Mike Holmgren. I absolutely loved that.
Yeah, it sounds like there was a great staff just all the way around.
Yeah, great staff. I mean, if you're talking about head coaches, John Gruden is one of my dear friends. I mean, I've worked with some great coaches. You know, Sean Payton was a great coach. He was a young guy like me at the time. You know, I just knew he was going to be great. But Andy Reid was another one. I mean, I Mike Lombardi and I got Andy Reid the Philly job. I mean, I wish we could have stayed around and worked for him. That would have been fun because Andy and I had a great relationship from Green Bay.
Okay, General, who would you want to replace Brunson if the Mavs can't re-sign him? Well, I would hope to get a sign and trade done with the New York Knicks, and I'm thinking I want Alec Burks. and maybe Derrick Rose, maybe Evan Fournier, Cam Reddish. I heard they are there looking to deal him, the small forward. There's a number of options, I think, on the New York Knicks roster that would be very attractive to come in and play alongside Dorian Finney-Smith and Reggie Bullock on the perimeter and, you know, contribute to those wings, the 3-and-D type of guys who have pretty good skill level, okay? So I think the Knicks are a great type of team to be trading with. If, in fact, Jalen Brunson wants to go there and New York does want to do some sort of a sign and trade. Favorite meal for dinner? New York Strip. New York Strip and a baked potato or a ribeye. One of those two.
Yeah, I tell you what. I mean, you have to go steak. But there's some like, I love, like, enchiladas, too. Like, cheese and onion enchiladas are one of my favorite things to eat. I mean, I think the steak is probably my most favorite thing. I'm not a big potato guy, but like steak and cream spinach, stuff like that, I really, really
have
love.
Have you had turkey tetrazzini?
That's excellent.
That's me right there, bro.
That's excellent.
Really? I like
that's
pastas and stuff. Yeah, I like pastas.
Would you ever put that over toast?
Yeah, I sure would.
Yeah.
I 100% will.
Yeah.
It sounds amazing.
Garlic toast too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just put that the turkey tetrazzini over toast. That's
turkey
what I
tetrazzini.
Would, yeah.
I don't know if I've ever had that. I love the name.
That's me, man. Three times a week I get it from Whole Foods. Not Whole Foods. What's the place over there? Eatsies. And I should not be getting it, but I still do it.
Yeah.
817, Dawson, have you played the new Rebirth map on Call of Duty? I have. I think it's outstanding. Gavin, why did you stop drinking? It became bad for my health. I did it way too much for about 20 years. And it just got to a point where I knew it wasn't going to end well. And my daughter was getting old enough that I was like, I don't want to be hammered in front of her every evening. You know, that's just as honest and as real as I can get with you. Okay, it is the G-Bag Nation. Ask us anything. We'll do more as training camp approaches here. And thanks for everybody's great text feedback and questions. We'll answer as many as we can whenever we do it. We do have the 6 o'clock sound off coming up at 6 o'clock for you, where you get a chance to compete with fellow Tolos to have the best take of the day. That'll be over the phones, and that's coming up at 6. But Oxnard is 30 days away now. What things need to happen for the Cowboys to be better than they were last year? I'll ask Brian about a collection of things and see if they can come true. That's next on 105.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation. Adrian Peterson is in talks with Le'Veon Bell for a boxing match. That's amongst the developing stories this afternoon. Would you have interest in watching that at 877-881-1053? We're going to talk Cowboys and the things that we need positive answers to for them to be better than they were last season. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. You think there will be less big company trucks on the road this summer because of gas prices? Think again, and those trucks have insurance companies to protect them. So get the representation that won't settle for less. Frankel and Frankel, truckwreck.com. Brian, you throwing down the pay-per-view, Lucius?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. 100% will. Nick Young is fighting a rapper named Blue something.
Okay.
Hell, I can't remember that fool's name. But anyway, Lil Blue. Nick Young is fighting a guy. So, yeah, of course I'm watching. I watched Black China and another girl fight.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like the battle of the BBLs.
How was that? Was it a good scrap? And what's a BBL?
It was a pretty good the Brazilian butt lift.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds like
it was a scrap of the BBLs.
Yeah, I think it's cool that these celebrities have another way of monetizing their brand. If they want to fight a little bit, I think humans are most often interested in, you know, who would win in a fight between a couple of individuals. It's good stuff, isn't it, Brian? I don't know if I'll get the pay-per-view, but I'm interested in this kind of stuff.
I'll tell you what, I'm one of those guys that'll probably, like, somebody will say they got the pay-per-view, and then I'll just go over.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me with Adrian Peterson. I mean, I don't think there's anything that guy can't do, you know, athletically.
Yeah.
I mean, he's always just, like, in tip-top shape and stuff like that, so... You know, boxing, that's a different animal, man. I mean, there's people, the boxing that's, you know, when you get in there and ring and stuff like that, and you walk out, you're kind of like, man, that was a lot tougher than I thought. I'll be interested to see handles that.
In order to be good at it, you have to have like a commitment, right? Because there's timing and reads, and you got to hone your instincts over a period of years to be able to put on a good show. Or just be very aggressive against a guy with bad defense. That's the only way it's going to be that entertaining.
Don't be too aggressive, because that's how you get knocked out.
Yeah.
You're leaving yourself wide open, you're reaching and all this stuff. Yeah. Yeah, you get some good hits off of Cat then.
Yeah, yeah.
Happened to Nate Robinson.
Yo, that's right. Yeah, it sure did. Boy, he got the lights turned out on him. And there's always the possibility when that happens, especially amongst amateurs.
Yeah, I never wanted to believe that YouTubers, you know, those YouTubers could do. I mean, I thought, oh, what a joke.
The Paul, Jake
yeah,
Paul?
The Pauls, yeah. I'm like, you know, I'm sitting there thinking, what a joke initially. They're now kind of moving the needle for boxing.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it's like, wait a minute. People like me, they're like, oh, those dudes are a joke.
You're good now, for the sport.
You're now going, wait a minute, they're bringing people to talk about the sport.
It's getting guys paid. It's bringing attention. And those guys are actually pretty decent boxers.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I just thought it was just, we don't care, but they do care. Yeah. They want to train. They want to be better at it. They don't want to embarrass themselves.
Yeah.
They're competitive. And I thought all along it was a joke. I'm the joke for believing it was a joke.
I think the joke might be like Evander Holyfield against Mike Tyson, where they're just going to be like, we're old.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be able to like have some snap to you and, you know, go a couple of rounds without falling into cardiac arrest, I think, for me to really. But I enjoy the different parts of sports, that's for sure. 972, if Tyson were to fight Logan or Jake, I would pay for that 2 to 3 times over. Yeah, I know a lot of people would. And I just hope that like Mayweather or Tyson or whoever was actually fighting the guy would actually be trying to fight him and not just trying to get eyeballs. Because once the fight starts, all the pay-per-viewing has been done. All the money has been made. And I felt like when Mayweather caught Logan or Jake or something like that, he kind of held him up.
He held him up a little bit, yeah.
That was awful.
I want to see one of those Pauls hit the canvas hard.
I'll never pay for another Mayweather fight. I say that when he's done fighting, but look at me. I'll never pay for it.
What a showman, though, you know?
Oh, great showman.
Draws it in.
Yeah. Single Day Mayo. He's got a sombrero on. Yeah. He's talking about he's the can man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But those Pauls, they're actually getting us to talk about boxing.
They are.
I mean, it's amazing.
Let's talk Cowboys right here for you. Training camp is now 30 days away, Brian. Are you excited?
I am ready.
What are the things that need to develop for this Cowboys team to be better than last year? The truckwreck.com fan text is open at 877-881-1053. I'll give you a thing. You tell me if you agree that it needs to improve, and then give a verdict on if you think it'll be better than what it was last year. Biggest thing by far is Dak, and we believe Dak's going to be better than last year, right?
Yes.
There's no way he's going to be that bad.
No, better, never worry about it. I've said this before. Never worry about the physical side of Dak. Mentally, where are he and the offensive coordinator right now? That's what I want to know. I don't want to go through 8 games of guys and gals that watch tape that tell me, well, simple things are kind of shutting down the Cowboys right now.
Yeah.
I don't expect
that to change very much.
Okay.
I think you could kind of bet on a streak.
Yeah.
It's been 29 years of Dak on this planet, like 33 of Kellen Moore on this planet. And what they had last year under crisis is what we're likely to see this year to start. They didn't think it was so big they had to reinvent anything or go searching for answers. They just Jason Garrett'd it and said they needed to execute better. So I don't think they're going to have a big mental adjustment going into next year. Let me ask you this, though, Brian. After Dak, the biggest thing is the protection of Dak and the running game.
Right.
And we're talking about offensive line. You know, their run block win rate was actually pretty good last year.
Yeah.
If I'm Kellen Moore and Joe Philbin, I'm thinking our jobs are on the line right here.
Yes.
So, like, your motivation is at an all-time high, and I hope it's going to be significantly better than last year. Adding Tyler Smith, taking away Lyle Collins, I don't know if we should believe that it actually will, though.
I don't. I mean, to me, I am worried. I am worried in a couple of spots. I'm worried what's going on at left guard. And if the left guard situation, if all of a sudden it turns into Connor McGovern is the starter there, that they had this change of plans of how they wanted to play it, then Tyler Smith, I hope you're competing at right tackle, because I think he's a better player than what we get from what you get from Terrence Steele over there. I would hate to believe that he's not good enough to be on the field.
Okay. Next thing, make up for the loss of Randy Gregory.
I think they'll be fine with that.
Really?
I do.
Last year's pass rush was incredible. I felt like in probably 3 or 4 games, it was the reason they won.
They might have to do it in numbers. It might have to be a combination of guys, but I think they'll make up for it. I think they'll find a way. Was it 6.5 sacks, 7 sacks, something like that?
Yeah.
I think that's, I mean, I am buying Dorrance Armstrong this year.
It's more than just the raw production of the sacks, though. It's a feeling the quarterback gets when he sees that blur happening off that blind side.
I feel like that we're going to see an emergence of Dorrance Armstrong. That's one of my, last year we were talking about with Cedric Wilson, you know, and we thought about Cedric Wilson as a player and all that. And, you know, guys are telling me this and that about Cedric Wilson, and you kind of watch him play and you're like, oh, okay. But I do believe that you're going to see a player that makes a big, big, big jump is Dorrance Armstrong.
That would be huge right there. Dorrance on a play-to-play basis last year gave you about 2/3 of what Randy Gregory was, but it was a big jump for Dorrance, and maybe he can do that again.
Yep.
Okay, consistently get the ball to the wide receivers, I think, has to happen. Last year, way too many games with Amari and CeeDee barely doing anything, and defenses rarely had, really had their number when with the coverages they were calling. This one kind of goes back to Kellen Moore as well. The wide receivers aren't going to be better, but if you could run the ball, I could actually see the defense having to play you honest, and you actually end up having more success with your wide receivers. So I'm going to say this one is actually pretty possible if you can get that running game going.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's such a bad state that they went ahead and they got rid of the wide receiver coach and they got a new one there. They feel like they need more juice in the room. So we will see. But I am not enthusiastic until you get the healthy bodies back.
Yeah, and we're not really going to know what it's like until maybe October, right? Until you get Gallup back.
Well, I tell you what, I haven't talked to Britt Brown or anybody like that over there about Gallup, but I, just from my own 2 eyes, watching him move and go through drills and stuff like that, I think he's a sooner than a later. I really do. They might have a plan where, like, oh, well, he's going to miss 2-3 games, whatever. Man, if he misses the first game, I can understand that. The second game, I wouldn't be surprised if we're starting to hear him work his way back into this into the rotation.
Wow, that would be awesome. How about the 254 quoting me? No way he's going to be that bad. And then the reply, man, he just was that bad, expecting something else at this point isn't going to pay off. Well, you know, that's the mindset or the line of thinking I had when it comes to Kellen Moore, Joe Philbin, Dak Prescott's mentality. But when it comes to the physicality, last year Dak was compromised very significantly. He always was going to be coming back from that catastrophic leg injury. And then you added the calf and a shoulder, you know, as he's making his way through the season and in training camp. And he was physically compromised significantly. I think last year was about 70% of the player that Dak Prescott's going to be this year. Higher or lower than that, Brian?
I think it's going to be higher, but because I've already seen from him, just looking at him physically, he looks great.
Yeah, that's what everybody's saying that he was at OTAs.
Yeah, and he's moving around. General, I think last year when you and I were were at camp, and you said, man, he's limping. I mean, he's limping already. I mean, he's walking out. He's limping. Why? I mean, you know, and then you watched him run. It was a struggle.
Yeah.
Initially, it was a struggle. And then the calf injury, that was a struggle too. I think he's got all these things behind him. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to see a different player.
On that first step, it's really tough when your lower legs are out of whack. Yeah. Now, once you start running and your quads and all the rest of your body is moving, you're like, okay, I'm kind of flying through this, and you just kind of stay on the balls of your feet. But when like getting out of that to take off running, I think really killed him against that shell coverage. Yeah. He should have been going for 80 yards a game on the ground the way that defenses were playing him last year. And he really needed to because his running game couldn't take that yardage. Once he takes that yardage or the running backs do and the defense is playing you honestly, I think Dak is going to find a lot more opportunity to pass the ball into the secondary.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of that secondary, can they be elite? I can see it happening. I don't know why there isn't more talk about this Cowboys secondary. Getting Malik Hooker back, Jalen Kurse coming off a big year, Trevon Diggs. I mean, and then you look at the quarterbacks they're going to face. You know, there are only like 15 quarterbacks in the entire NFL that can beat you. The Cowboys only have games against five of them next year.
Yeah.
So they get a huge break. Each AFC West team is going to play six quarterbacks that can beat you before they even get out of division. So hopefully this secondary can feast. Hopefully this pass rush can make it happen. And, you know, the Cowboys can, I think at this point it would be unexpected, actually get around to some of this unfinished business we've been talking about for 2.5 decades. It would be majorly unexpected. Okay, we got to run. When we come back, Nation, we'll have a little bit more Cowboys for you. How do they go about fixing one of their biggest problems from last season when it came to the yellow laundry hitting the field a little bit too often? We'll discuss that, some of the other bigger stories from around the world of the NFL today. That's next in the Nation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you, Lucius. I do think the Cowboys have already done the biggest thing they could in cutting down their penalties, Brian, and that was to get Connor Williams out of here. And I know he's got a lot of friends and family in the area. He might even be listening himself. So salute. You know, he did his best. I think the refs were picking on him at times last year. But when you want to get rid of penalties, I think you need to get better players who aren't out of position and having to cheat in order to make up for the fact they're getting whooped.
You get broke down.
Yeah.
You know, penalties are caused because you get broke down. You know, an offensive lineman, it's difficult when you don't play with knee bend and you struggle with power and you get knocked back and then you're thinking that the quarterback's sitting right there in the pocket off your right shoulder and now you're having to try and hang on, tackle, hook, whatever you do and hope you get
give
away
it a shot, right? Maybe you can get away with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Hope you can get away with it. But when your technique is really poor and then you struggle with power, that's a bad combination right now for offensive linemen to deal with. Especially
they
for a guard.
They don't want to call it. So if you're getting hammered for it, that's a big old red flag about.
Yeah.
Because holds across the NFL for linemen are way down over the last 2 years. So if you have a guy that's going way up, but here's the story. The Cowboys are adding extra officials at practice. We've seen them with officials in the past. Now, I don't know if they're doubling down or adding 50% or whatever, but they're looking to catch more and give more feedback to the guys.
I never get the feeling that unless I am missing something, completely watching the practices on the field, the only officials, the only practice that we got to watch during the mini camp, they had the NFL officials were here. And so, you know, that you actually saw flags and you actually saw the practices stop with the NFL officials. When you have the Mountain West officials or the Conference USA officials or the, you know, whatever officials, Big 12 officials that work here, practice doesn't stop. They throw a flag and it doesn't stop. It doesn't, you know, there's not the explanation of, you know, what just happened. Oh, offsides, lined up in the neutrals. Okay, practice now stops and you see the correction. But when you have these college or high school officials here, practice continues on.
Well, that's good information. I feel like if you're stopping things down, that's a player for the a moment for the player to be held accountable and think,
that's
I really
exactly
don't want
right.
this to happen
I don't,
again.
I got
90 guys looking at me.
Don't see practice stop. Huh. Just see, you know, just see the series go to the next play. There's no and ever see Mike McCarthy walk over to the side judge or the line judge or the back judge and say, what was the call?
Yeah.
Holding? Okay, thank you. Okay. There's no correction on the field. Now maybe there's correction in the meeting. But the only time I saw practice stop is when those NFL officials were here doing work at that for that mini camp practice that they had one practice at.
Maybe they're doing more of that. I know Mike McCarthy is fond of saying you kind of get what you emphasize and prioritize, and the Cowboys are making this a priority for this training camp of this summer. What was leading to all the flags in college, though, with Tyler Smith? And do you think it's going to continue to be a problem for him in the NFL?
Yeah, it's not. His is not lack of strength. He's a good athlete, but sometimes what you will see with him is he gets beat with the first move quick. And then all of a sudden it puts you on an off foot or off balance. And now hands, instead of being inside where you can control, like the, you know, with the way pads are cut, defensive lineman, you want to grab that the breastplate of those pads and hold on.
Do.
And that's where, especially if you're one of those kind of guys, you know. And so that's the thing with the, you grab that breastplate there and you hold on, and that, you know, that's what, like, Zach Martin is really good at, is holding somebody. And you were watching at training camp, when he gets his hands inside, you're not going to move him. And that's where Tyler Smith, there's a couple times where they've taught him how to get those hands inside. When the hands get outside the framework of the body or on the shoulders, that's when he's going to get called for holding.
I wonder how many grocery bags Zach Martin could take in at the same time, you know, with the plastic bags.
Yeah.
Do you think he'd get like 50 on each arm? Like 4 pounds a bag, 200 pounds an arm? You just line them up there?
Yeah.
Take a whole minivan worth of groceries
one
trip.
His grip strength is really, I mean, that's the impressive thing. When you're able to get the hands inside and then hold on, And you can't, the defender can't get away, then the ball's gone. You know, I mean, these the really good, you know, Nelsons, these really good offensive linemen know how to get their hands inside quick before the defender gets their hands on them.
Another team has a high level of interest in Baker Mayfield. That's another NFL story making rounds this afternoon. Apparently it's the Seahawks still have a high level of interest. Mm-hmm. The Browns have been struggling to make a trade for him. The Panthers have been viewed as the favor to trade for him, but now there's another team interested. That's the story there.
Yeah, I would definitely, I've heard, it's been reliably reported to me that Carolina has a deal in place, and they can't get Cleveland to take more of the contract on. So, you know,
it's not a ton of money, right? Is he still on his rookie contract?
What is it, like, you know, $15-16 million, okay, somewhere like right around there? Yeah. And so, yeah, it's, but the Panthers would like the Browns to take more of the contract on if they could.
If I'm Cleveland, I'm happy that anybody will take him off our hands and give us anything back in return. I just, you know, I know a lot of people in the area were rooting for Baker Mayfield. We were at draft parties when he got taken, and it made a huge splash. Like, everybody was so Baker excited at the pluckers we were at, maybe even close to as much as the Cowboys pick got reaction.
Yeah.
But at this point, like, with him and Johnny Manziel, all of the things that we said in college about this guy is not focused, he has way too much of an attitude, and the apologists were like, oh, well, what were you doing when you were 21 years old? I don't care. I don't know. But I'm not getting drafted in the first round to take over an NFL team, which requires an insane level of responsibility. And I think all that's come home to roost with Baker. And now that he's into his mid to late 20s, I don't think it's ever going to change. If my GM came to me and said, I have a plan, we're going to trade for Baker Mayfield, I would consider firing him right there. Like, you've lost it. You're not patient enough. You want to give up assets for a quarterback that's, you know, maybe if we're absolutely perfect and dominant, all of his absurd personality quirks will look charming and confident instead of obnoxious. But we're not going down that path. All right, speaking of quarterbacks, Brian, Colin Kaepernick's agent is firing back at Warren Sapp for his comments about Cap's recent workout with the Raiders. Recent interview, Sapp said he heard Cap's workout was a disaster and one of the worst workouts ever.
The whole NFL is a disaster.
Good point. Kaepernick's agent, Jeff Nolley, disputed the claim to Pro Football Talk. Quote, I spoke to the GM several times, and he said they all thought Cap was in great shape and threw the ball well.
Mm-hmm.
The workout was the first of Kaepernick's in 5 years. He's also held workout sessions with NFL players Tyler Lockett and Justin Fields. So there's that. Have you heard anything about this workout that was a month ago now or over a month ago?
I have a lot of friends there at the Raiders, and you know, the workout wasn't awful, but they also saying it wasn't to the point where they would like to have signed him.
Yeah.
You know, they talk about they were glad that they got to work him out. There were some things that he did that were NFL worthy, and there were some things that he just absolutely just didn't do well on at all. So Sapp said the workout was horrible. I was told the workout was just okay.
Yeah.
Nothing to be like to the point where you would say, hey, we absolutely have to have this guy. Hmm. But yeah, I think that Sapp went a little strong on that, but it wasn't as, I know there were people reporting that it was really is one of the, you know, glowing best workouts and all that. That wasn't the case at all. It was just an okay workout from what I was told.
All righty.
You know, their game was just to play that man out, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just keep prolonging. Okay, we'll get you to all your powers basically diminished and say, oh, come on in. Mm. And the longer and longer they get away from what they did to Kaepernick, the more apologetic they're going to seem.
Yeah.
Hey, he's our guy. We were wrong. All this other stuff. But they're still, they pushed him out.
I would love
it's
to work
him. It's awful to see, bro.
If I was an NFL general manager, I would have been one of the first ones to work him out. Because I saw talent. I mean, you don't get to the Super Bowl and playoff games and championship games by this guy. I mean, now he's an older guy. And, to me, the skills, are they diminished? You know, maybe a little bit.
He didn't do anything. They got us caping for people that have felonies and things against them.
I would
them.
Love to see his workout. I really would.
He didn't do anything.
Yep.
It's so awful to see that. That's why I do not like the NFL. The Cowboys, I do want to see the Cowboys win for business purposes, but I do not like the NFL.
Yeah, I don't blame you. There's a lot not to like. It's gross. At times, you know, you really think of what exactly you're supporting, and then you think of, well, all industries are a little crooked, and all money in America is traced back to some pretty crooked type of things, and you know, I guess you have a decision to make on what you like and what you don't like. But yeah, no doubt at this point now, Colin Kaepernick's in his mid 30s. Of course,
it's
he's
over.
Not going to play.
33,
He was a guy that, you know, broke an NFL playoff record for rushing yards as a quarterback, destroyed the Green Bay Packers for like 160 yards.
Yeah.
That's the kind of game that he plays, right? You're going to be worried about my running, and then I'm going to throw it over your head for huge plays.
Yeah.
And it was working well. Actually, his final season was like 25 touchdowns and 4 interceptions.
Yeah.
You know, so he was still very efficient in playing his game.
The NFL just stopped race norming when it comes to the concussions and how they look at brains and whatnot.
Yeah.
They just stopped that.
They just stopped that.
$1 billion lawsuit. They just stopped it.
All righty, when we come back, Nation, we got two down, 2.5 to go. Rangers pregame's coming up at 6:30. We'll go around the NBA. Huge news out of Brooklyn today that might reshape the entire league and present a fascinating hypothetical for the Mavericks. It's coming up next in the G-Bag Nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.